Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It's Thursday, May 14th, 2015. You have tuned into Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody. Always available to you via our website, bakiministries.com/wix/Bakiministries. I'm glad you tuned in. I'm your host, Rev J. Ah, today's another great episode. This whole month of May, we're talking about Speak Life. All month long, we're only talking optimism, hope, positivity. We are speaking those things that be not as though they were, and we are believing it. So, of course, you know, I'm reading in my Bible, and I came across, well, I'm reading the Bible. I was kind of reading it on my phone, so it's not the actual Bible book, but you get the point. So I'm reading, and I come across one of my scriptures from back in the day that I used to just cling on. And I was like, what? This fits so perfectly. Mark, the 11th chapter, verses 22 through 24. I'm going to read it to you at the ESV version. And Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it shall be yours, and it will be yours. That's ESV. It will be yours. I don't even know. Like, we could really just end the show right there, because that mouthful right there, those two verses right there, they said it all. What is it saying? It's saying that those who say they are Christ-like, who claim to be Christians, followers, and believers of Christ, can do what Christ did if you say what Christ said. And Christ is saying that you have to, one, have faith in God. Then the words that you speak, you have to speak them and do not doubt in your heart. Where is doubt? Is it in our minds? No, it's in our hearts. That's what it says. Do not doubt in your heart. But, which changed the whole sentence, but believes what he has said will come to pass. See, that's where the power drains, the power drips out, and the power leaves a lot of people. Because we'll say a whole lot of stuff, and we don't believe that it'll come to pass. Well, I guess he'll be healed. Oh, I prayed about it, honey. But you don't really believe it because the doctors have come in, the machines are hooked up, stuff isn't flowing the way that you want it to flow. And sometimes it does get darkest before the dawn. And when it gets really dark and dim and you really can't see, and all of a sudden now your faith is draining out. But we walk by faith. We don't walk by sight unless we're lying. I'm just saying, if we, who call ourselves Christians, believers, Christ followers, are following the word of God, and Jesus himself is saying this in the New Testament, in the book of Mark, he's saying that you can speak this thing, and long as you do not doubt in your heart, and you believe what you're saying, it shall come to pass. Therefore, oh, so because you were believing, because you're speaking, and you are believing, we're going to hit the second part of it. He says, therefore, I tell you, who's saying it? It's still Jesus talking. Whatever you ask in prayer, believe you have received it, and it will be yours. Now, here's the other thing. A lot of us are not prepared for the things we ask for. I promise you. We don't prepare in advance. We're not getting ready. We're just asking all willy-nilly, not believing that there's so much power, not believing that our words can materialize in the natural realm. Mm-mm. So we're asking for stuff. We're not prepared for it. It comes. We squander it. Swindle. We waste it. I'm sorry. We waste it away, and then we wonder, where's God in the midst of it? I've known pretty much all my life that I was going to be a mother. I knew pretty much all my life that I was going to be a wife. I knew pretty much that I wanted it in the reverse order. Didn't happen that way because of the actions that I chose to take before I was married. But do I have the things that I said I would have? I sure do. 2002, I got real serious about my future outlook. What was I going to do? What was going to happen in my life? What was Jashina's life going to look like? And so I wrote out a list, like every year, every 2 years, of what it was going to look like. I was going to have this by this. I was going to have this by this. I was going to have this by this. So I started to act accordingly. Oh, wow. You are enrolled in school again. Oh, wow. You have, okay, relocation plans. But right when I got to the cusp of a lot of things that were on that list, I messed up. I freaked out. I started to doubt. I started to waver. And those things didn't happen in a time frame in which I had on a list for them to happen. No, life does not always go by our list because the part we're playing in it. So as we're speaking life, we also have to prepare for the things that we're speaking into existence. By now, according to my life chart that I had planned out, what, 2002, 2003, you know, I should have my master's. I should have certain other things. I should be in a whole other city doing some other stuff. But because when the opportunity arose, I was not prepared. I was not in position. I was not in place. And I had put the list somewhere, probably in storage. I didn't have myself together. And so now here comes opportunity. Hey, you spoke me into existence. Here I am. Where are you? Hey, you're not even where you need to be. And so now I'm backtracking. I'm realigning. I pulled out the list again. I was like, I'm off track. But I still believe that the words that I spoke and wrote down, the list that I made for myself, has power and will manifest. Now it's up to me to do the part that I need to do, because I believe and I've seen the stuff on my list come to pass, not only for myself but for others. Now I have more consciousness about myself, like, oh, okay, so if I do this, it will delay me getting this. But if I stay on this track, I can get to X, Y, and Z a little easier. It's just like when you're going home. You have a couple different routes you can take to get there, but you know the final destination is home. And so do you want to take the long way, get stuck in traffic, be behind all the slow people, get behind the buses, or do you want to take the highway, get on the fast track, weave in and out some traffic, and get there? For me, I didn't realize I could have had the fast track. Like, I didn't even prepare for the fast track with my list or life map or however you want to classify it. But now I see, oh, my gosh, and now I want that fast track. So I have to do everything I need to do to prepare myself, because when you're on the fast track, it's a different type of fuel that you need. It's a different type of energy that you need. It's a different type of vibe that you need compared to being on a slow, for lack of a better word, dirt road. Because that's a different type of, that's a whole other type of stuff you need, because you have to drive slow to avoid the, you know. I'm just saying, if we say we are who we are and whose we are, we need to start acting accordingly based upon the words that were given to us in the Bible, and then based upon the words that we have spoken over our own lives. What? Yeah, exactly. So when we read it again, or before, depending on how you read your Bible, in Matthew 21, when he says, and whatever you ask for in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Huh. So in Mark, I have to believe in my heart. In Matthew, I have to have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh, okay. Or even go back further in the Bible. Go to Isaiah 55. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing which I sent it. So Jesus said it. Isaiah is saying it. Matthew is saying it. Well, Matthew wrote it. It's written out in Isaiah. So you have the written word. You have the spoken word. Now you just have to apply your belief to it, and you have to add your faith to it. Then you have to walk accordingly. I am a graduate. Okay, then you need to start preparing for after graduation. You can't wait till May and be like, oh, let me start filling out applications for jobs or making these connections. No, that's what you should have been doing way in advance. Oh, my gosh, I want to get this promotion on this job. Then you need to start planning accordingly. There may be some things that you have to cut out and filter and act a different way. You can't be buddy-buddy with everybody and still think that you could be their boss. There has to be clear and definite lines. But so if they come stuck up, they can think what they want. What level of elevation are you going to? And if you're head and you're leadership, we can't be friends. At first, I'm sorry, we can't. You can have my back, I can have your back, but there has to be a certain level of clear-cut definition of where friendship ends and business begins. What else did Jesus tell them? One of the first things Jesus said 12 years old, went off. They went to the feast. Family leaves. Jesus stays behind. They come back. What in the world are you doing? He's like, I have to be about my Father's business. First thing first, this is personal for you. This is business for me. At some point in time, if you're about this ministry, if you're about really living that lifestyle, you have to separate some things. Family is family, but business is business. We're about our Father's business. If we're about the kingdom business, we have to start getting a little more business-minded. And there's certain ways that a family is run that a business is not. There's certain ways that a church and ministry leaders and community leaders need to operate that family does not. And so there has to be clear definitions. And sometimes there has to be order in the midst of chaos. And sometimes your will has to bend for the greater good of the organization because it's business time. Right now, in the town that we're living in, we need a lot more business-minded folks, people who are about the business. But my feelings, put your feelings in your pocket. They're going to talk about you. They're going to despise you. They're going to neglect you. And your feelings are going to get in your way and cause you to stumble on a track that you're on. We don't have time for the feelings and the pity party right now. Right now, you got to be about business. Right now, if the doctor's telling you you got X, Y, and Z, and you believe in your Bible, and your Bible says no, it needs to be A, B, and C, you got to be about the business of getting your body well so the X, Y, and Z knows it can inhabitate this. Or if you're in a situation with your children and your children are just out of control and your house is out of order, you got to be about your family business. And family business starts with leadership on down. So if you're a single parent in the household, you got to get you right. Whatever it takes to get you right, whatever parenting classes you need, whatever support system you need to get that in place and get you right. Whatever relaxation and outlet that you're going to need so you're not bringing all that stress and other stuff into your home, you need to get that. And I'm not talking about going out drinking after work. I'm talking about getting your mind right, getting your body right. You want to get some exercises in. Educate yourself on some nutritional options. Expand your horizons a little bit. Get a little more cultured so that you can bring that home to your family. Be the better version of yourself, and your children will start to fall in line when they see your consistency, not your quitting attitude, not your whiningness, not your alcoholism, not you swinging from addiction to addiction, but you getting yourself together will cause others around you to either fall in line or fall off. But I don't have the same amount of friends. You can't take everybody to where you need to be. You've got to get you where you need to be. And everybody else will what? Fall in line or they'll fall off. But what about, we can go through 517 buts today. The reality is this. Your words have power. I can't make it. I don't know what I'm going to do. What do you mean? This is not your first song. This is not your first rodeo. What do you do when you ride in a bucking bronco? You adjust your saddle and you hold on for the ride. Either that bronco is going to flip you or you're going to flip it, meaning flip the wildness up out of it. Show the bronco that you can be trusted. You're not there to hurt them. You're there to gain from them and they can gain from you. So you have to choose. Okay, am I going to fight? Am I going to show up for this battle? Am I going to whimper and cower out? And there's so many cowards with so much to say sitting on the sideline somewhere as if the game of life doesn't have enough commentators in it. Now, you can sit there on the sidelines and listen to all of that. You should have done this. I would have done that. Well, then get in the game of life and do it. Either fall in line or fall back. At some point in time, there has to be clear definitions of whose report you will believe or who you're really going to listen to. This is what I'm saying. If in the beginning, Genesis 1, in the very beginning, creation was created through word, right? That's what it says. Creation is created through the word. He spoke it, there it was good, and life kept moving. You're speaking stuff, it's not all good, and there it is. Are you saying it's good? Are you calling mess good? Are you trading right for wrong? Are you saying sin isn't sin? What are you saying? Find out what it is. Clean it up, address what you said before, fix it, make it right, and then move forward. At some point in time in your life, you're going to have to choose. And you will have to reflect, and today's that day. Today is a great day, right here in the middle of the month of May, the fifth month of 2015, for you to decide, whoa, I have been talking like this. I can make it. I am, like we talked about on Tuesday, comer. I am victorious. I am going to win this battle. I am not going to be defeated. I am a conqueror. I am mighty. I will use whatever stones I have in my sack to defeat this giant that is in front of me. I'm not afraid of giants. Giants need to be afraid of me. Giants cower in my presence because my shadow goes before me. Come on now, you got to speak those things that be not as though they were. And then you have to have the what? The faith and the belief in your heart, faith in your mind, belief in your heart, faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What do you mean? I mean, like CSI, they come to the scene of a crime, a situation. They're looking for contextual clues to say, oh, this happened here and the murder. And the victim was here, and the murder was there, and the rate of trajectory of the bullet was here, da da da. When you have faith, you come on the scene, and it don't look like nothing that you said it should be, but your faith, your belief, and your actions have all lined up, and then it starts to work in your favor. You don't need to be singing, he's leaning in my direction, because you're already heading in the right direction, and grace and mercy are right behind you. What? I will never leave you or forsake you, so therefore you are not alone, and you are not lonely. You're just going through a temporary season. This right here is your pressing ground, because out of the pressing and the pressures of life come what? The oils of life. Oil means what? Anointing. Anointing means what? The energy to follow through on the very assignment on your life. Just saying, I'm breaking it down, making it as simple as possible. Your life is worth living. It's worth living out loud. But what do you need to be saying? You need to be saying something like what Joshua said. Joshua said, the book of the law shall not depart from my mouth. I shall meditate on it day and night so that I can be careful to do according to what is written. How can a book of law, that's his basic belief system, depart out of his mouth because he's speaking it. Oh, how is he speaking it? Because he knows it. How does he know it? Because he's studying it. What are you studying? What are you listening to? What's going into your ear gate, coming out of your mouth gate? What are you looking at? What's going in your eye gate, coming out your mouth gate, coming out of your heart, coming out of your body, the stuff that you're choosing to put in? What's coming out? Yeah, it can only be something that has gone in. So if you're allowing any old thing to be on your TV and you're allowing any old thing to be in your ear gate, the gossip, the rumors, the negativity all up in there, what's going to come out your mouth? There are certain seasons in our life we can't afford to have the negativity. It will bankrupt us spiritually if we continue to hang around the negativity. But getting still, they got a pill for that. Now, the side effects of the pill make your whole situation totally worse, but you're willing to pop that pill over being willing to study the book of the law. Yes, you're willing to pop a pill from a doctor who's giving you a prescription, but then you say, oh, God is the chief physician. Well, if he's the chief physician and he's head of all physicians, maybe you need to take what he prescribed a long time ago over this new stuff that has so many negative side effects that'll have you a constant patient and consumer of the pharmaceutical industry. What? Yeah. Or maybe we can look at the book of Ezekiel. What? Ezekiel 12 and 25. For I am the Lord. I will speak the word that I will speak, and it will be performed. It will no longer be delayed. But in your days, O rebellious house, I will speak the word and perform it, declares the Lord. We can all say, we can all line up and agree, there have been times in our lives we have been rebellious against the very thing that's been spoken over our life, the very gift that we say that we had, the calling, the talent, whatever. Whatever position you're supposed to be in, you have rebelled at some point in your life against it. But God is saying in this word, I am the Lord. If you put him in that position and he's saying he's speaking life to you, then you need to fall in line and receive that. Speak the word and perform it. So if he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you, you can't keep saying, I'm lonely and I'm alone. Mm-mm. You can't keep saying that because now you're contradicting yourself. And a house divided against itself cannot stand. That's why you was late in the midnight hour, crying tears, couldn't sleep, whining, moaning, aches, pains all in your body because you are dividing yourself. Either you believe what you believe on Sunday all during the week, or you don't believe it and you need to stop going and stop doing it all totally together. You have to choose because the day is coming when that whole lukewarm stuff that you're doing is not going to work. You have to decide what side of this battle, what side of life I'm going to be on. You have to decide for yourself, am I the victor or am I the victim? Am I the Christian or am I the atheist? Am I the agnostic or am I this? You have to decide, am I going to be conscious or am I going to be unconscious? Whatever road you're on, you need to decide. And you can't get mad at other people for the road that they're on for this reason right here, because it took something to get you to where you are. And I remember growing up, I'd hear a lot of people say, oh, you haven't had that yet? Baby, just keep on living. Keep on living. As you live this gift called life, you'll find out that a lot of stuff that the elders told us to keep on living and we'd learn that lesson or keep on living and we'd understand what they mean, a lot of that is coming to pass right now in this generation, in this season, in this time. And we're living in it, but we're not speaking to it. We're telling a whole other generation trying to keep on living instead of warning them, or when they're not heeding our warnings, we're just shaking our head, standing in judgment, when we could be helping them with our life lessons, with our testimony, with the things that we've been through. So as we're speaking life, what do we need to add to that speaking? We need to add faith, and we need to believe in our hearts. What you're saying has power. You don't even realize how powerful it is a lot of times. Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, Jesus, help me. Oh, God, help me. I can't do it. I can't make it. I can't. What? What you mean you can't? What do you mean? I thought you were super Christian. I thought you were conscious. I thought you were awakened. I thought you knew. Oh, you can't make it? And you're a representative? I don't even want to do business with the company that you say you represent, because if it's not giving you any power, then why would I join up? At all times, what you are representing, at all times, while you're representing it, people are watching. So the words that you speak have to line up with the actions that you're taking. Your life, your legacy, it's all on the line. Your life and who you're representing, it's all on the line. Your future, whether you're on the fast track, the slow track, the dirt road, it's all on the line. The type of future you're going to have, it's on the line. All right, a couple months ago, I had a real negative situation going on in my life, and I was like, I don't understand. This doesn't make any sense. I need magnanimous move. I need some favor. I need this to happen. And so because of what I was hearing, because of what I was receiving, because I was not as focused in my study as I should have been, and I can admit that, therefore, the negativity came upon me, and I was like, oh, this is a dead situation. I need to prepare myself for this situation because it's not going to go right. The doctors have said this. The people are saying this. I'm leaning on everyone else's word. And then suddenly, it came to me. I can say whatever will be, or I can start to speak life. So I chose to speak life, and it didn't happen instantaneously. I believed that it would happen. I believed the manifestation, the thing would come to pass. I believed it for myself and for the people who were involved. And just yesterday, I was sitting in my room, and I hear a sound outside of my window. I was like, God, that has to be you. And for this very reason right here, because in October, I prayed for it, and I didn't even realize the manifestation had happened. And it happened over a month ago. Well, actually, it happened 3 months ago. Then it was confirmed a month ago. And then it took me till yesterday to realize that the very thing that I was whining and crying and praying and weeping for, all of that I was doing back in October, it had now manifested, and I hadn't even given thanks because I was blinded by the obstacles and the hardship that came about when this thing happened. See how easy that is? I spoke life. I was believing. I believed in my heart that it would change. The whole situation totally changed. Now I have the manifestation in my presence with me, And now I'm like, wow, I didn't even get thanked. So I was humbled because it gave me the opportunity to practice what I preach, to be in that state of gratitude. But the fact that I didn't even notice it because I was so distracted, quote unquote, by this thing called life, by the circumstances of life, that's crazy. Because I'm one of the most, like, I'm one of the most optimistic people in my circle. Like, I can make my situation a fairy tale any day and time that I choose to. But this very situation right here was so near and dear to me. But when it manifested, I didn't even get it until yesterday. That's like a 6 month, 7 month delay on my gratitude for the situation happening. Oh, man. But trust, once I got it, on down, grateful, humbled, head bowed. Wow, look at that. Again, the words that I spoke, the actions that I took, the beliefs that I had manifested in my life, and I got another opportunity to get something right that I had done wrong. Wow, look at that. If we just keep on living, we'll find out what certain things are. You'll get to a place where gratitude just flows over top of you. You have no point but to be humbled in the situation. Even though it's not picture perfect and it's not Walt Disney, nor is it the Cosby situation, it is what I need to get me to the next level. For me to realize that in all things I have to be grateful and I have to show gratitude. I have to show compassion because you never know how a situation, unless you speak up, is really going to turn around and be a blessing to someone else. The words I spoke 6 months ago manifesting in my presence, in my home. Wow. That's what I'm saying about this thing. I don't think we're really getting it. We're really comprehending it. I'm not getting the feedback that I thought I would about the speak life. But I promise you, if you continue to do it, despite headlines, despite hardships, despite persecution, continue to believe it for yourself and walk it out every day, the very thing and expecting will start hunting you down, will start looking for you. Hey, I heard you were such and such. Hey, aren't you the one who? Yes, your words will go before you. Your gifts will go before you. They will make room for you. You've got to walk in that. It will sit to a high places, but you've got to walk in that. We don't have time for cowards in the kingdom any longer. We can't do that. We have to be about our Father's business. We have to be about our ministerial business. We have to be about business as general. We have to switch our minds. We are not victims. We are business-minded folks. We are not defeated. We were on the sidelines, but now we're in the game of life. We are not like the football. We are not deflated. We are just about to get some new fresh air inside of us. What we are is what we speak. And so now we're speaking something different so that we can see something different. And as we speak something different, we're acting differently accordingly. You're what? You're a boss? You're a CEO? You dress like that? Cool. How about we switch things up? Oh, you're a boss? You're a CEO? You do that? Cool. How about you tell somebody and let marketing start to happen? You're this, you're that? Okay, well, where's your brand? How about you learn what you stand on? What's your company about? What's your company's principles on? What's your church about? What does your church believe? What is your family about? What does your family believe? What's your team about? What's your team believe? The same way we can be like, Super Bowl time, is the same way we need to be rah-rah for the situations and the changes that we want in our life. Every team that we cheer for has a training camp. Every team that we get so excited about when they make it to the finals and all that, they had to go through a training season. There was a draft. There was a call. They had to be committed to it. There's a certain lifestyle they have to lead when they're in training. And those very things that you cheer for others, those are the things you're going to have to start implementing in your life. I am a professional whatever. I am this, so my caliber of training is higher. So your caliber of studying needs to be higher. If you're a business owner, there are certain classes and courses and people you need to be around. You need to be in the field with the flow and the ebbs of life. You need to be vocal and move with the movers and shakers. You can't sit on the sideline anymore. You're the head of the family. Get with some more family folk. Make something happen. Find out what other families do. You can't just sit up in the house. You the mom? You the head? You single? You do this, you that, the other? Fine. Get you some other girlfriends who are in the same situation. So when you go through stuff, it won't be people who are judging you, but people who can go there with you. Wherever place you are in your life, it's time to start going higher. Write it down. Work it out. Read it daily. Keep it before you. Speak life. Believe what you are speaking in your heart. Look for the manifestation to come and start getting prepared now. Because if you're speaking those things that be not as though they were, you've got to be prepared because they're coming your way. Y'all have a great Thursday this weekend. Until I talk to you all again, this is Rev J with Blessed and Know It Ministries. Check us out on social media. Follow me. I'm out there. Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye.